You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. The U.S. government has escalated its pressure on TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, by enacting legislation requiring the divestiture of its U.S. operations within 270 days. President Joe Biden signed this provision into law as part of a Senate bill authorizing $95 billion in military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Under the new law, if ByteDance fails to divest its U.S. TikTok operation within the specified time frame, U.S. app stores and internet hosting services will be prohibited from supporting TikTok or any other ByteDance apps. This requirement also extends to applications operated by any other social media company deemed to be controlled by a foreign adversary and posing a significant threat to national security, as determined by the president. Despite TikTok's significant presence in the U.S., including its e-commerce activities and partnerships with American retailers, regulatory concerns have persisted, dating back to the Trump administration. Alleged connections between ByteDance and the Chinese Communist Party fueled these concerns, leading to previous attempts to ban TikTok unless it established a separate U.S.-owned business. TikTok and the Chinese government have denied any security risks for U.S. users, with TikTok expressing its intention to challenge the divestiture requirement in court, citing concerns about freedom of speech. Nevertheless, reports suggest that TikTok may be exploring options for creating a separate U.S. operation, potentially involving partnerships with Walmart and Oracle, or considering acquisition offers from U.S.-based buyer groups. Interestingly, both former President Donald Trump and President Biden have made contradictory statements regarding TikTok. Trump, who previously advocated for TikTok's divestiture, recently suggested that a U.S. ban on TikTok would benefit Meta, which he referred to as a, quote, enemy of the people. Meanwhile, Biden's presidential campaign recently launched a TikTok account to promote his candidacy, despite signing legislation targeting TikTok's operations in the U.S. Headline 2 comes to us from Business Insider. The decision by two Walmart locations in Missouri and Ohio to remove self-checkout lanes reflects a broader effort to enhance the in-store shopping experience. These changes, set to be completed within about 2 weeks, are based on feedback from employees and customers, as well as local shopping trends. According to Walmart spokesperson Brian Little, the transition aims to provide more personalized and efficient service, allowing associates to offer better assistance to shoppers. This move follows similar actions taken by three Walmart stores in New Mexico last year. Other retailers, such as Dollar General and Five Below, have also announced plans to reduce or eliminate self-checkout options due to challenges like high rates of missing inventory. While Walmart has no widespread plan to remove self-service kiosks from all its stores, it has implemented various measures to address issues associated with self-checkout. For instance, some locations have restricted access to self-checkout lanes to users of Walmart's delivery apps. Additionally, Target has capped item counts to 10 or fewer in self-service lanes, resulting in faster checkout processes. Some stores have also limited the hours during which self-checkout lanes are available. Research indicates that self-checkout can contribute to partial shrink, where inventory is lost due to customers failing to scan and pay for all items accurately. These changes represent ongoing efforts by retailers to optimize the checkout experience and mitigate associated challenges. Headline 3 comes to us from Chain Store Age. 7-Eleven Japan is utilizing artificial intelligence to enhance its understanding of customer interactions with in-store advertisements. The company has partnered with Sony Semiconductor Solutions Corporation to deploy an edge AI-driven solution across 500 locations. The solution incorporates edge devices equipped with on-sensor AI processing capabilities. These devices automatically collect various data points, including the number of shoppers entering the detection area, whether they notice the signage, the number of customers who pause to view the signage, and the duration of their engagement. Importantly, the system ensures customer privacy by not outputting image data capable of identifying individuals. The collected data is then transmitted to a back-end system, where it is combined with content streaming and purchasing data for comprehensive analysis of advertising effectiveness. This solution provides insights into how well in-store ads resonate with customers and drive engagement. The platform operates on a hosted Microsoft Azure cloud infrastructure, ensuring system customizability and security. Notably, this setup eliminates the need to send or process data outside of 7-Eleven Japan, enhancing data privacy and security. By leveraging AI-driven technology, 7-Eleven Japan aims to optimize its in-store advertising strategies, ultimately enhancing the overall customer experience.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.